here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is expected to sign an executive action at the White House later today that would shield thousands of undocumented immigrants from deportation. Here's ABC's Lena Moise.
The first new policy would apply to undocumented immigrants who have been married to U.S. citizens and have been living in the U.S. for more than 10 years, allowing them to apply for legal permanent residence without leaving the country. Another new policy, according to two officials, would streamline the process for young undocumented immigrants to apply for work visas.
In the wake of the Supreme Court ruling striking down a ban on bump stocks, Senate Democrats plan a vote today on whether the devices which turn semi-automatic weapons into nearly fully automatic ones should be legal. More than 260 million Americans bracing for temperatures of 90 or above this week thanks to the heat dome that'll be sitting over parts of the country from the Midwest stretching to the Northeast, the hot air trapped even during the overnight hours. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? With Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winkins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. July down 47 to 2020, August down 35 to 2079, September down 29 to 2045, October down 14 at 1996. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2 to 2 even, 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 191.5, 7 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 and 3 quarters to 310 and 3 quarters, 2 trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 119 and a quarter, no trades. Dry whey up 1 to 48, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. It wasn't because the market is turning weaker, but it's the futures complex really looking to see if the fundamental support in sales continues this week like it had last week. Hog markets mostly higher on the day as traders are hopeful domestic demand will remain strong in the market this week. June live cattle up 22 cents to 187.05. August feeder cattle down 65 cents to 261.32. July hogs up $1.72 to 95.37. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Now, a combination of, while it's a weather market, the traders aren't concerned about this week's weather. They're looking at next week's weather, which could be improved. There was also aggressive fund selling, also weakness in the soybean products, especially meal, helped to pressure soybean prices. July corn down 6.25 to 443.75. New crop down 7.25 to 463. July beans down 22 to 1157.75. New crop down 19.5 to 1130.25. July soybean meal down 8.10 to 360.30. July wheat down 21.25 to 591.5. Minneapolis wheat, July down 17 to 638.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 392, July 395, new crop 408, cash and July beans at 1088, new crop 1050. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 417 and 3 quarters, July 417 and 3 quarters, new crop at 413. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 414, July 417, new crop 413. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn 393, new crop 408. Cash beans 1085, July 1079, new crop 1055. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 404, new crop 413. Cash beans 1073, new crop 1045. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 424, July 425, August 421, new crop 418. Cash beans 1131, July 1134, August 1111, new crop 1071. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 390, new crop 408, cash beans 1089, new crop 1055. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 174 to 178, market cows 114 to 138, bulls 135 to 165, calves 230 to 960, beef steers 187 to 340, Holstein steers 162 to 330. Sheep markets at Equity, market lambs 225 and down, light lambs 315 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets does 230 and down, bucks 240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hitting the road? How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 80s, winds gust to 30 out of the south. A flood watch continues. Any shower or thunderstorm could have heavy rainfall, including tonight, a low around 64 degrees and still a bit on the breezy side. For Wednesday, storms in 73. Thursday, scattered storms, a high around 76. For Friday, showers and maybe a storm with highs in the low 80s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Before the sun comes up, toss a lunchbox into a pickup truck. A long, hard day sure ain't much fun, but you gotta get it started if you wanna get it done. Just set your mind and roll up your sleeves. You're working on a working man's PhD. It lasts 4 years. You can bet your bottom dollar it was made right here. With pride and honor and dignity from a man with a working man's PhD. Now there ain't no shame in a job well done. From driving a nail to driving a truck. As a matter of fact, I'd like to set things straight. A few more people should whatever you made. Can't hang it on the wall for the world to see, but you got yourself a working man's PhD. Now there ain't no shame in a job well done. From driving a nail to driving a truck. As a matter of fact, I'd like to set things straight. A few more people should be pulling their weight.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Left out of Tucson with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. My first night in Juarez, I lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running, it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I'm told. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say led me right on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Colima, Palmyra, then in the Manzanillo, where I slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. After one long siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello to the gringo she found on the seashores of old Mexico. She spoke of Sonora and swore that she'd never return. For her Mexican husband, she really had no great concern. Cause she loved the gringo, my red hair and lingo, that's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico. Yeah, she loved the gringo, my red hair and lingo, that's all I needed to know. I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, George Strait, and Seashores of Old Mexico here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region this morning, and it looks like we're going to see today, but more showers, more storms, more heavy rain, and we will have details here next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, the U.S. could impose some trade issues and trade sanctions against Canada. Why? Because of a law in Quebec. Our NAFB colleague from Canada, Dennis Skye, will have more on that in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you.
Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Managing risks in the swine industry. We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Swine producers have been facing tough market conditions for almost a quarter of a century now, but there's some optimism for this year. Regardless, there'll always be some risk to navigate in order to market your product. Chris Ford, Vice President of Agribusiness for Swine at Farm Credit Services of America, says there will hopefully be a summer push in the hog markets soon.
Yeah, I think what our farmers are thinking about right now is really coming off of one of the toughest financial times that we've seen in this industry, probably in the last 20, 25 years. So really trying to recover from some of those challenges that we've seen both on the financial side, but also production side. And so came into the year with some great opportunity with the markets rebounding to, you know, upper hundreds or even a little bit higher. So there was really opportunities for guys to take protection on risk management. But we've seen some softening as of recently, but we're still hoping for that summer push in the hog markets right now.
Ford says there's a variety of expertise on the farm credit team to help swine producers manage marketing risks.
We're kind of your all-encompassing ag lender, consistent in this industry. We're committed to this industry as we are in all of our industries. And so we really take a real onus on the expertise that we can bring. We understand the ebbs and flows of what happens in the pork industry. We know that this isn't a steady state. And so we've offered producers the necessary capital to put in risk management positions. And we offer LRP insurance on our hog side. And obviously we want to provide lines of credit to manage some of the margin calls that we see on the commodity side as well.
We're also partnering with Ag Country Farm Credit to increase technological efficiency and improve their credit offerings for producers.
Yeah, so I think when we look at a collaboration that we've had with our friends up in Ag Country, which is North Dakota and Western Minnesota, is that we're collaborating, which is essentially having joint leadership at the top levels. We're going to remain very local in all the states that we serve, but we were going to have a joint collaboration at the leadership level to gain some efficiencies both from technology, but able to have a larger balance sheet to offer big credits to and hold all those credits internally with Farm Credit in Ag Country.
Ford adds he encourages producers to get in touch and see how Farm Credit can help them improve their operation.
When we think about Farm Credit Services America, we work with 19 of the top 20 and 28 of the top 40 producers across the industry. So we feel like we have a really good expertise. We provide benchmarking. We can really help guys understand what their peers are doing in this industry and help them just become better producers, both from a production standpoint, but also some of the financial metrics that we want to do as well. So we're experts in the industry. We see ourselves as experts, so please look us up.
For more information, visit farmcredit.com. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 80s, winds gust to 30 out of the south. A flood watch continues. Any shower or thunderstorm could have heavy rainfall, including tonight, a low around 64 degrees and still a bit on the breezy side. For Wednesday, storms in 73. Thursday, scattered storms, a high around 76. For Friday, showers and maybe a storm with highs in the low 80s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, early this morning, it dawned on me. The kind of man she needed me. Made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at a quarter till three. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Mark Chestnut, it's a little too late here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region this morning. And it looks like we're going to see some more rain. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Well, the Dairy Business Association has announced that their annual Dairy Strong Conference is returning to Green Bay next year. It'll be held on January 15th and 16th. The conference will be held at the KI Convention Center and will focus on the future of the dairy community and how it's been shaped through policy, practices, and priorities. It'll also be coming on the heels of the presidential election, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of different topics that they will be talking about. Again, the annual Dairy Strong Conference will be back in Green Bay. January 15th and 16th next year at the KI Convention Center. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Progress on the next farm bill continues in Washington, D.C., albeit in fits and starts. Senate Republicans on the Ag Committee released their farm bill framework last week, prompting reactions from farm groups of all kinds. I'll have the details after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. Yes, indeed, we are still talking about the Farm Bill. With Congress now more than 8 months past the expiration of the 2018 Farm Bill, and with only 5 months left on the current extension, some small progress has been made on the next five-year piece of legislation. 2 weeks ago, the House Agriculture Committee voted to approve the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024, which would function as the text of the Farm Bill in the House of Representatives. While many commodity groups lauded the vote as progress, several expressed concerns that Democrats in the House are unlikely to vote for the current version. Representative David Scott, a Democrat from Georgia and the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, echoed those thoughts, saying Democrats won't accept the cuts to nutrition spending. Over on the Senate side of Capitol Hill, Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee last week released their framework for the next farm bill, with Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas outlining the Republican wish list for the legislation. Broadly, both the House bill and the Senate Republican framework are similar. Efforts to raise reference prices, boost funding for trade programs, and promote rural broadband are found in both. But so are changes to SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, which Democrats say they cannot support. Given the overall lack of action by Congress over the past 18 months, agriculture groups were pleased to see any progress by legislators, with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance, and the National Milk Producers Federation all welcoming the framework, though all of those groups also called for further bipartisan action in Congress. Chuck Connor, president of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, said, quote, "With both the majority and minority leaders of the committee having now released their frameworks, we hope they will come together soon to work on a farm bill that can gain strong bipartisan support." I'll have more on the farm bill's outlook when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The The progress might be slow, but at least there is progress toward a new farm bill in Washington, D.C. We'll be watching next for full text of a bill to come from the Senate Ag Committee at some point, but with the November elections approaching, progress on Capitol Hill is likely to start slowing down. The current bill expires at the end of September, and I'd expect yet another extension. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Pepsi. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new.
Daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear falls down. Guts sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of."
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, "Let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able and putting food there on the table, everybody for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
And cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Supplies of most of the world's major food commodities are expected to be adequate in 24-25, although extreme weather, rising geopolitical tensions, sudden policy changes, and other factors could all potentially tip the delicate global demand-supply balances and impact prices and global food security. That is according to a new report from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN. The latest FAO Food Outlook offers updated forecasts on the production side. World outputs of rice and oilseeds are expected to be at record levels, while those of wheat and maize will likely decline modestly. Meanwhile, the Food Outlook also provides preliminary estimates for the global food import bill for 2024's forecast to rise by 2.5% to exceed $2 trillion. Those projections are driven by relatively favorable macroeconomic conditions, including steady global economic growth and lower food commodity prices. Farm First Dairy Cooperative is pleased to welcome Michael Richter as their newest member services representative. He's based out of Rice Lake and will serve members in Northwest Wisconsin, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Michael comes to Farm First recently from Qualified Liquid Feeds, where he served as Dairy Technical Services Manager. He's also worked in various roles with Tractor Central, Kemen Industries, and the Vita Plus Corporation. Farm First Dairy Cooperative is based in Madison and represents farmers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. There's been recent progress toward a new farm bill, but is it fast enough? Farm Policy News from the University of Illinois says lawmakers have hinted that passage of a full farm bill this year is growing more unlikely. Another extension of the 2018 farm bill remains the most likely outcome before the end of the current extension in September. Farm Policy News says Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow is pessimistic that the House Ag Committee passed bill will even make it through the House, and she fears a Senate bill may face the same fate. Stabenow rejected Republican proposals because of cuts to nutrition spending and removing climate guardrails in the Inflation Reduction Act funding. Several industry experts point out that the bill is unlikely to pass because lawmakers have only completed a small portion of the necessary steps to even pass a bill. 8 steps are left to go. A Texas judge has temporarily blocked a USDA disaster relief program from giving preferential funding to women and minority farmers. The judge sided with a group of plaintiffs who claim that the program illegally discriminates against white male farmers. The judge's order ruled the program likely violated the plaintiffs' constitutional rights to equal protection under the law. Agriculture Drive says the judge halted the USDA from making payments or providing additional relief to people based on its socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher designation until a resolution has been reached. The ruling follows a lawsuit from Texas farmers who claimed they have received more funding under disaster and pandemic relief programs had they been another race or gender. Critics say the ruling is a step backward following decades of systemic racism and policies that largely benefited white farmers. USDA says the program reflects the Farm Service Agency's interest in remedying past discrimination. The partisan fight over SNAP spending is not limited to the Farm Bill. It was also highlighted in a recent House committee action on the fiscal year 2025 USDA FDA spending bill, as House Ag Appropriations Chair Andy Harris called once more to allow states to run SNAP healthy food pilots.
Let me be clear. This does not reduce funding for the program or reduce household benefits. This does not make a nationwide program change. We do know some states and cities have been interested in restricting unhealthy foods in the SNAP program, so this allows them to pilot the concept.
However, Democrats charge that the pending House Farm Bill would pare SNAP funding by almost $30 billion over 10 years and refuse to vote for a Farm Bill that uses those savings to boost other farm programs. Republicans argued the SNAP program is 82% of the Farm Bill, and long outdated farm supports need updating to help offset the soaring costs of farm inputs, loans, and labor. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 80s, winds gust to 30 out of the south. A flood watch continues. Any shower or thunderstorm could have heavy rainfall, including tonight, a low around 64 degrees and still a bit on the breezy side. For Wednesday, storms in 73. Thursday, scattered storms, a high around 76. For Friday, showers and maybe a storm with highs in the low 80s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas,
car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Have talent? Well, no. These days you don't really need it, thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel, can't wait to sue my dad, can't wait to wreck a Ferrari on my way to rehab. 'Cause when you're a celebrity, adios reality. You can act just like a fool, people think you're cool just 'cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit with my latte and just how I like it. They say I've gone insane, I blame it on the fame, the pressures that go with being a celebrity. I get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids, they'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. You're a celebrity, it's adios reality.